Hey, Dreamers, it's Joe Pardo, and we are at episode 200. It's something that I really didn't think that almost a year and a half ago, that I would ever be reaching, but here we are. So the last time that I did an episode that pulled the curtain back called Beyond the Curtain was episode 78, and that was back in September of 2014. So a lot, so much craziness has happened since then. Back then, I announced that the show was going down from 5 days a week to 3 days a week, and I was sad because I was like, I really want to keep it going 5 days a week, but I wasn't able to do anything. Now, just over a year later from that time, I have so much more going on my plate than just Dreamers Podcast. To get started though, you know, we announced that we're having our first baby, Melissa and I, my wife, and, we celebrated it by shooting a video. And if you didn't see this video, you can go to the howtodream.co front page. It's right there. We recreated Who's the Boss, the intro for that show from the 80s with Tony Danza, to announce that we were having a baby. And we created a podcast, an audio documentary documenting our journey to becoming parents. And you can get that at birthpodcast.com. So since the last time I did one of these episodes where it's a solo episode, that was back episode 78. At the time, we had 25,000 downloads, and now we're at 65,000 downloads, which is pretty incredible just a year later, to be over double what we already had in the first 5 months. But anyway, I've done so many things, so I just want to go through real quick for anyone who doesn't know that, you know, I've taught middle schoolers how to podcast over in Westville, New Jersey at Holy Trinity Regional School, 6th through 8th graders. And that's been an amazing time, getting to work with these kids. They're coming up with the topics, they're coming up with everything, and I'm kind of just producing and helping them along, showing them what to do, and together we're putting it all together. So the other thing that one of the main reasons I wanted to drop the show down to 3 days a week at the time back in September of 2014 was so I could write my first book. Well, my first book came out, Joe Pardo's 31 Life-Changing Concepts. It's been distributed to well over 1,000 people. It was number one on Amazon under personal transformation. It was also recommended recently as a business growth book on the Huffington Post. So it was number two out of six, which was really amazing and has helped with getting the word out there about my 31 life-changing concepts. So another thing that happened was I went out to Podcast Movement down in Texas. I got to host PMX with my friend Michelle Talbert. And it was an amazing time. We had 6 hours. It was me and Michelle hosting, and we had it was 10-minute talks with all these podcasters, and they just brought it. Like, there were so many amazing talks during that time. So I actually borrowed the idea and the concept from my own conference, which was the Mid-Atlantic Podcast Conference, which happened back in September. We had 40 people show up to the gym at Holy Trinity Regional School in Westville, New Jersey. And we had some amazing sponsorships for that. Blueberry, Audio Technica, DreamHost, Hani Mora with the Simple Podcast Press, Appendipity with Joey Kissimmee. I feel like I'm missing some other. I mean, Monthly Card Club was also a sponsor. Pod to Pod, if you're interested in podcasting news, there's that. I feel like I'm missing somebody else, and if I am, I really, really apologize. But they were all amazing to work with, and it was really great. We gave away like $1,800 worth of stuff just in door prizes. So it was a great time. I can't wait for the next one in September of next year. So let's see what else happened. Since then, I started up another podcast with my friend Chris DeJoy from episode 112. We teamed up and created the Living the Dream podcast, where we interview Disney legends to help people get closer to living their dreams. It's similar to this show, but it's more about the idea that, you know, these people are in the Disney world, or they're in the highly creative world. So it's really geared towards that kind of stuff. Versus people who are just building their rocket and going to the moon. These are people that are already at the moon or already got back from going to the moon. So it's a different take on the journey of living your dream. Some of the Disney legends that we've had on the show, and Lee Cockrell's been on this show as well. He was the vice president of operations for Disney World. We have Ron Schneider, who was the original Dreamfinder at Epcot. Mike Bursell, who is the voice of the Tomorrowland People Mover, living with the land, and composed music for plenty of Disney movies and attractions, including Space Mountain down in Disney World. Linda Larkin, who was the voice of Jasmine from Aladdin. Terry Harden Jackson, who is deep roots in Disney Imagineering history and puppeteering in general. Don Lampkin, who's also the voice of the Walt Disney World, and just so many episodes coming up, like an episode with Garner Holt, who basically creates all the animatronics that you know and love that are created in, actually most of them are come out of his production company. Jennifer McGill is also another person who we're having on the show in the future. She was a Mouseketeer. Funny story, she went to both proms with Joey Fatone. So there's definitely some interesting stories there. Also, since moving the show to 3 days and eventually down to 1 day a week, I ran a bunch of half marathons as well as my first full marathon. I've also moved into speaking to students at schools as part of my career and teaching them how to dream. With that, I actually created my second book released. It's a coloring book designed to help you connect with your inner child and help you figure out what it is that you should be doing in your life as a, you know, maybe not necessarily as a career, but you should be doing something that fulfills you in that sense. That's called How to Dream Big and Win. The other thing I have going on is I started building a online school to teach people how to build their own platforms. There's a lot of knowledge out there. You can get a lot of it for free, but it's not really structured. And you actually have access to me when you become a member of the school. So it's really awesome. I'm super excited. It'll be the sixth show that I'll be producing. If you include Let's Talk, which is my Google Hangout series, now turned Blab series, that's blab.im, where I talk with podcasters and bloggers and we just share our tips and ideas and answer questions. And it's really a great learning experience for me, for sure. The Squadcast, where the kids have their own show, but I produced that. Dreamers Podcast, Living the Dream, and now Birth. So this will be my sixth show. It's going to be a video show where I help answer questions and help come up with ideas for people to help build their platform. Because I really believe that there's more to this than just, hey, I have a blog, or hey, I have, you know, a podcast or a video show. So I think that, you know, utilizing my experience, I've been building websites since around between 1996 and 1997. I've been going pretty deep into my past, trying to figure it out. Looking at what I have, like what stuff was out at the time, because I'm trying to piece it together because I can't find my usernames from back then for Angel Fire and GeoCities and Tripod.com and all that. So it's been a lot of fun. But the reality is I have been building online platforms since then. And I've learned a lot along the way. And now with Dreamers Podcast, I feel like I've done enough that I feel validated, more validated than I already did, to go and stake a claim in building a school to help other people. You know, I don't feel like I have imposter syndrome. And imposter syndrome is where you think that you're not good enough. And who are you to teach other people? But honestly, I've done accomplished so much just in the year and a half that I've been doing this full time that I believe that I am. And one of the main key points of the school is I want it to be a value, at the same time, be valued. I want it to be not super expensive for people to be able to jump in and get started. But at the same time, I don't want it to be devalued and say, oh, well, then it must not be a value because he's offering it too cheaply. And I know that starting out, the price is not expensive, $79 for the first course or the first semester. And then, or you could pay $142.42 for the first semester plus every semester going forward that gets created. So I know that there's a lot of value there, but I don't feel like I'm asking for too much, especially with getting started. So we'll see how it goes. I'm hoping that it is a way for me to sustain everything that I've been working for and towards, along with doing these speaking opportunities, getting kids to really hone in on what it is that they should be doing with their lives. So that's a mouthful. It's been an incredible year, to say the least. And obviously the year isn't quite over yet. And I, still have a couple other things up my sleeve that I'd like to accomplish, maybe especially before the baby shows up. But I know that there's only so much time and energy that's afforded to me, and as much as I keep digging deeper and deeper, there's just an endless supply of things I want to accomplish. So it's tough. It's tough to figure out which ones I should focus in on and which ones I shouldn't. But I really appreciate everybody being on this journey with me. That was all the positive things. Some of the negative things that have occurred to me is, while I no longer work for my family's business, I've been on unemployment for the last couple months, and while not struggling just at all, the unemployment bus is not a forever type thing. So I'm not worried at all as far as, where the money is going to come from. I have quite a few different plans in place and things that I'm working on with the school and speaking and books and future projects that I want to create. So I'm not too worried about all that. What I am, I guess, worried about is that things could take longer than I would like them to. They say in with business, it takes, a brick and mortar business can take 3 years before you really start making any money. And while I'm not a brick and mortar business, what I am is establishing a brand of Joe Pardo and everything that I create. And being only not even at this point a year and a half into that journey, I definitely see the light at the end of the tunnel here. If you're on this journey, if you're on this path of creating and making your dreams into reality, you gotta have a plan. You can't just hope for the best. And when I think back to when I was sitting there with my dad and I was telling him like, oh man, I'm going to start this podcast and it's going to be great. And people are on top, they're really on to this and it's going to be amazing. And that was of course, before I realized that this was not a sprint to making, myself self-sustainable, or this career sustainable. There was things, aspects to it that I had already known that I was going to do. The difference, I think, for me is that I don't have a team. Like, I have a team of people that I work with here and there. Some very good friends that I've been fortunate enough to have them donate time for some of my projects and stuff like that. I don't have a paid team. So as of right now, all of my content is created, edited, produced, mostly thought of by me. And that's, it's very tough because everything is a process and everything takes time. And me, I'm sitting here trying to ravage through them as quickly as I possibly can. And I really don't know, if it's all definitely going to work out, but I believe it will. I believe that I've laid and done enough work to lay the foundation for going forward. I guess what I'm worried about is being accepted, and I'm worried that I don't want to make things that people don't resonate with. I've heard, great praise for most, pretty much all the projects I've put out in the last just over 2 years of doing all this, starting with Adventuratorium. And I know that a lot of what I do is definitely off the wall, going from DJing to book writing to podcast producing to speaking to, I don't want to say I do it all, but I'm doing it all in those senses, in the sense of everything that I do put out, I'm pretty much handling it all. And, part of me has that power struggle where I don't want to hand things off, but I feel like at some point in the near future, I probably will try to handle or hand off some things so that I can work on bigger and better projects. One of which may be the editing of this show, Dreamers Podcast, and possibly even Living the Dream at some point too. I'm not really too sure. We'll see what happens in the future. I mean, the way I always see it is if I'm making money, then I don't mind spending money because it's all coming to and from the same source, right? Building my platform and building a brand and all that. So, I don't mind spending money, but I spending money when I don't have it or I'm tight on money is not an ideal. One question that I do get from some people a lot is how things are going between me and my family and my dad and all. And while it's been better, it's more stressful for sure, because better is a relative term. It's not horrible. I think that some people, some of the people in my family are starting to see what I'm building. And I think that they're starting to see the light as far as what I'm able to accomplish and realize that this isn't just a hobby that I'm working towards. I mean, if this was a hobby, I would just stay working for my family. that would be what I wanted to do. Probably, maybe, I don't know, but I would definitely be not trying to do this full time. That's for sure. And that goes back into the whole imposter syndrome where, who are you to think that you're good enough to do something that you love and enjoy full time? Well, I'm Joe Pardo, and I definitely believe, and I believe that anybody that thinks that they should be doing something that they love full time should believe that they are capable and worthy of doing it, and then actually going and putting the work in. It doesn't happen by accident, so please don't think that it does. As far as what I think could happen in the next year, I really strongly believe that within the next 12 months, I will make all of this profitable and be able to look back at the body of work that I've done and accomplished and just be so grateful of the fact that not only being stupid enough or brave enough or all of the above, confident enough in my own work to make this journey start and grateful for the people that did believe in me and the people that listened and the people that followed along, because it is a tough journey, and very clearly my circumstances in life enabled me to be able to make this journey. You know, if I had a kid already, I don't know that I would have been brave enough to make that commitment to say, hey, I'm going to just leave my job and not know where the money's going to come from, especially once unemployment runs out. So there's all that to go along with it. And I'm really grateful for the fact that I have so many other great people that I've surrounded myself with in the last year. And I, you know, and to a certain extent, I am actually grateful for the dynamic that my dad and my grandfather put forward for me, because of the fact that it enabled me to see the world differently and work under circumstances that most people would not have to work under. I think that's it's definitely was a key building block for putting me on the path that I'm on. You know, the other day, one of my great uncles had asked me, he's like, oh, you're not working for your dad anymore. I said, no, I haven't for about a year and a half. He's like, oh, you just didn't want to do it anymore. And I was like, well, you know, if my grandfather had stayed at his family's business, we wouldn't have nearly as much as we do. And obviously I'm very thankful for that. I just want you all to know that I really appreciate the help and the support and the love and everything that goes along with supporting me on this journey. And please, if there's anything I can do for any of you guys or girls or kids or whoever's listening right now, please don't hesitate to send me an email. You can send one to joe@superjoepardo.com. That's also another domain name that I registered thanks to my good friend and brother, Matt, who a long time ago reminded me that I'm not just Joe, I'm Super Joe, and drew a picture and left it on my desk. And yeah, just send me an email, anything I can do, please. Please don't hesitate. Well, I guess that pretty much wraps up episode 200. Not as exciting as I was expecting it to be, but I hope you enjoyed it all the same. And look for maybe little changes here and there for Dreamers Podcast in the near future. Again, thank you so much for listening. I hope you all have a magical day.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.